Oh, hi. No, my dad told me that you were coming over. No, actually, he's not home yet. I think he's still out golfing with his other business partners. You can come inside though. I'll just send him a quick text and see what he's up to. And then, you can do whatever you gotta do. No, I don't want to throw him under the bus and say that he forgot about it, but I'm pretty sure he forgot about it. No, he's a really busy guy. That's probably why he's on his fourth wife right now, because he can never pay enough attention to any of them for them to stay. No, really. So you completely give up on love after wife number three? Well, I can't say I blame you. I'm not the very romantic type, so I probably wouldn't even have made it to wife number one. Hey, do you want something to drink? No, I didn't. I'm sorry, I didn't mean like just alcoholic. I mean anything. We have water, we have a full bar if you do want some liquor. I'm actually pretty good at mixing. I was a bartender for a couple of years when I was in college, so I can whip you something up if you want. Oh, okay. So you're more of a bourbon on the rocks guy. Okay. No, I respect that. It's a little old-fashioned, pardon the pun, but I think it's fitting for a gentleman of your, let's call it wisdom and experience. No, I'm not calling you old. I would never insult a potential business partner of my father's like that. No, it's not okay for me to call you old. Yeah, you are probably like 20 years older than me, but just calling you an old geezer makes me feel kind of like a douchebag. Okay. I accept that as a fair statement. Yes, I am significantly younger than you. And so anything I say is probably going to sound like I'm taking a jab at your age. At least I didn't call you a boomer. Okay, so you're not a boomer. Okay. What are you like? Gen X or some shit. Actually, don't know what comes after boomers, but before millennials. Whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. I think we're having no problem whatsoever communicating with each other, so maybe all that dividing into generations is just stupid. Yeah, I mean, I don't understand what the rivalry is between the generations, really. I don't know why there's such ill will between millennials and boomers and Gen Z and everybody else. I don't fucking know. I think it's commendable and I think it's a good thing for somebody to be experienced and knowledgeable, mature, seasoned in life and what they want. I think there's a lot of value in that. And I don't think I'm alone in finding it something that's incredibly attractive. But anyway, I digress. Do you want that bourbon on the rocks? Or something less offensive at this early hour in the morning? I mean, I won't judge you. I don't give a fuck what you do. I have my own set of vices that I enjoy. And I don't think it's fair to judge others for the ones that they pick. Everyone's got secrets, don't they? Look, if you want that bourbon, I promise I'll keep your secret. No, it is no strings attached. You don't have to give anything up for it. And you won't owe me anything. I'll just do it because I enjoy secrets. I enjoy the excitement of knowing something I shouldn't, being trusted with that knowledge, and being an accomplice to something naughty. All right, that's a good choice. I don't know if I'll be joining you in that. Bourbon's a little bit strong for me. If I drink some, I will inevitably be taking all of my clothes off, and I do not want to make that bad impression on a potential investor and business partner on my dad's business. Definitely don't want to ruin the chances of a very mutually beneficial partnership that can be very good for both parties. For the business, that is, of course. Yeah? Do you think it would actually be persuasive? Yeah, it might help out his cause instead of hurt it. I'm sure. No, my dad did not put me up to this. He would be mortified if he knew that I was taking these liberties with you right now. That is a good question. Why am I taking these liberties then? Well, I can give you the coy and shy and decent answer, but that's not the honest answer. I can give you the blunt truth if you want to hear it. It all depends on what you want. What do I want? Well, I want to come over here and sit down next to you and get nice and close. Look into your very intense eyes and be completely blunt with you. I want to fuck you. I want you to fuck me. I want you to be rough. And I want you to punish me for this little fiasco and for my father's mistake. I want you to let out any frustration that you might have with it on me. And I want your cum so fucking deep inside of me that it's still dripping out of me tomorrow when I wake up. How about that for the blunt, honest truth? Do you still want to hear the shy, coy one? Okay. Well, just to amuse you, the innocent answer would be that I am curious about this extremely handsome man that I have let into my home, and I feel terribly that my father isn't here to deal with business. And so I am just trying to learn a little bit more about this mysterious, extremely sexy older man. And in the process, help you pass the time until my dad comes home. Wow. The things that I'm thinking about doing to pass the time are much less innocent than that would give away. But now, that begs a question. Which one of those answers do you prefer? You like the blunt one? What about it caught your attention? The content or the delivery? I suppose both is a valid answer. And what's your response to it? Not the question, sasshole. The content. Really? I don't think I would like it if you were a gentleman right now. Oh, please. Do not start with the self-loathing old man trope, okay? You know you are extremely attractive, and you just heard me tell you how badly I want to fuck you, so I don't want to hear this self-deprecating little spiel, whatever it is you have prepared, about how could I be attracted to you with you being so much older than me. No, shut the fuck up about that and give me a straight answer. Do you want to fuck me or not? Yes, I definitely see the moral dilemma. You want to find out what all entails, what I'm interested in exploring with you in the next couple of hours, but you don't want to ruin your chances with your future business partner if you fuck his daughter. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How would it ruin your chances if he never finds out? That is a good point. Now, let me ask you a follow-up to that one. What else can you think of doing for the next few hours, waiting for my dad to come home? And is any of what you can imagine doing for the next few hours other than what I have propositioned, of course, any more enticing? No, I didn't think so either. So, it seems like it's a pretty easy choice for you to make, isn't it? Ah, but there's more to consider. And what is that? Yes. I will agree with you, that is a very compelling concern if we do proceed. And we find that we thoroughly enjoy each other. and have excellent chemistry, but you decide not to partner up with my dad, well, it does put us in a bit of a predicament. But nothing is preventing us from making our own little partnership deal. A deal in which we would just get benefits out of it. Everyone would win. And we could just keep it between us. Our little secret. We can make it work, I think. Don't you think you could take a risk to find out? That's what I thought. Now, I don't think it's time for talking anymore. I think it's time for doing. And you're gonna have to let me know how I'm doing. Although I think I can guess just fine how it's going by the way you're moaning and the way you're thrusting into my mouth. Of course, I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to persuade you to invest in this. It's a very low risk and high yielding reward. It has so much potential for all parties involved. You get an immediate return on investment. And you get to see results up close and personal. So what do you say? Hasn't been a persuasive pitch. Or do you need a little bit more convincing? By the way, you're gripping and pulling my hair and bringing me over to the side of the couch. I think you're gonna need a little bit more convincing. No? Oh, well, it sure looks like you're about to fuck the shit out of me over the arm of this couch, Oh, you're sealing the deal. Yeah, I guess that's another way to do it. Fuck. I can see why you don't need persuading, you know, just what to fucking do. Oh, fuck, that hurts. You're pulling my hair so hard. Fuck. Ow. God, that was a fucking painful spank. Oh, fuck. I'll fucking keep going. Harder. Just make me harder. Ow! Oh, fuck. I know I have sworn. It fucking feels so good and it hurts. Ow! It feels so good. When it stings like that. Ow! Yes, sir. Fuck. I'm just getting what I deserve. After provoking you. Fuck. I'm teasing you. You're just giving me. Fuck. Exactly what I asked for. Ow! Yes, sir. I understand. Yes, I get it. I know. I've been a nasty, teasing little fucking slut. And I deserve to get punished for it. Yes. Fuck. I understand. Yes, sir. I need to pay for what my father's done. Oh, fucking, you're gonna take my body to make up for it. Yes, sir. I understand. Oh, fuck. I understand that you can do whatever the fuck you want with me. Yes, sir, I'm close. Fuck. I know. I know you start to fuck me, but oh my god, it feels so good to have your hand in my hair. Your fingers. Gripping my hips hard. Look at all these fucking bruises. Oh, I'm pounding into my cunt like that. Fuck. I know I'm just a dirty little slut. For reacting like this, but it feels so fucking good. Of course I'm fucking back into you. It feels so fucking good. I can't help it. I want more. I want harder. Fuck me harder. Oh, make me sore. Make me hurt, sir. Please, please, please. Yes. Yes. Fuck. I know. I know you're not doing this for my pleasure. Oh, fuck, I know you're just using my body to get what you want out of it, but fuck, it feels good. It feels good to be used like a slutty, little fuck toy. Oh, fuck. Over your cock. I'll get down on my fucking knees. Oh, as you grip my hair tight again and force me to look up at you. Fuck. Of course, fuck, of course I'll stroke your fucking cock and try to get all of that come all over my fucking face. Oh, fuck. That's what I'm made for. That's the only fucking thing I'm good for, is to take your fucking cum like a good little cum rag. Fuck. God, I can just feel your fucking cock throbbing, and I can feel your balls pulsing under my other hand. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Let me just... I'll stick out my tongue nice and far out to make sure that I get all of your fucking cum. Please. Fuck, please. I want it so fucking bad. Please, sir, come all over my face and my tongue. Please, 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 please. Yes. I'll paint my face like the pathetic little fucks that I am. Please. Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me your cum. Fuck. That was so good. Oh. Thank you, sir. Yes, I will be a very good girl for you whenever you want. Oh, fuck. That's my phone. Do you mind just passing it over? Thank you. Oh, it's actually my dad. Yeah, it looks like he's gonna be in a little bit later than we thought. He's not coming home until this evening, around 7 or 8. Yeah, I've been given the task to make sure that you're taken care of. I think I can do that just fine. We are going to have to schedule a business lunch and a business dinner, though, because I can't just let you starve. Oh. That's not what you were thinking about eating. Okay. Well, as much as I would love to have superpowers and be able to quench thirst and satiate hunger with my pussy being eaten, you do actually need something a little bit more substantial. So, maybe after we get done with another round here and clean up, we can go to my dad's favorite restaurant and discuss the terms of this arrangement. It's okay if you don't think you can keep your hands to yourself. They've got pretty long tablecloths at this restaurant. You can always sneak your hand up my thigh while we're there. Why, yes, I can keep this dress on. If you like it so much, I'll wear it. I think you'll like it much more when I'm out of it, but I guess we'll see. Speaking of taking clothing off, what are you, doing with that belt? Oh, fuck, it's time for round two. Yes, sir, I'm ready.